writing tricks. How to write anything. In today's episode, we're going to continue drilling and going further and further and deeper into the structure of a paragraph, into how we transmit ideas. To be more precise, into how we transmit ideas so that they are coherent, so that they make sense. As we've said, the whole point is one paragraph, one idea. We introduce the paragraph with a topic sentence. At the level in which we are, the topic sentence is going to be our first sentence. More advanced, more skilled writers can make it into the second sentence, even into the last one. But for us, for the sake of clarity, we're going to emphasize and we're going to place them at the very beginning. That way, we have the main idea, the main thing that the topic is going to be dealing with. Now, we needed extra supporting sentences that would help us staying on topic. I mean, or more than that, they would help us that if they stay on topic, they will make a paragraph strong and coherent. If we astray, we go astray. If we don't care, if we lose focus, our ideas will be scattered all over the place and the thing will collapse. In the previous episode, we explored intuitively what would make a good one and what we could say flat out no, and which ones we could reject. In this episode, we are going to perhaps find it a little bit more. And we're going to do something similar, I mean, and we're going to explore which of these sentences would affect the coherence of the paragraph. So imagine now that we're going to continue talking about education more than anything, because most of the students that are sitting for an exam will have to deal with this, with the topic of education, curriculum development, learning. So imagine that we have the following topic sentence. Taking too many college courses at once can have potentially serious consequences. So where could we have something like this in an opinion essay? And basically the point that we want to make here is if you go to university, if you are at college, at university, watch out. Because perhaps you have the temptation of attempting too many subjects at the same time, but that can be dangerous. That can have severe consequences, serious, potentially serious consequences. Of course, rather than all of these blah 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 orally, we need to sit down, write it down, and make it concise. So the topic sentence is, taking too many college courses at once can have potentially serious consequences. You get the idea. So now, supporting sentences. Supporting sentence number one. Students can become overwhelmed with the workload and their overall scores can suffer as a result. Is this coherent? Is this an idea that can be an example, an evidence, that a consequence, something that can expand on it? Is there a clear relationship? Yes. So when we say that the students can become overwhelmed with the workload and their overall scores can suffer as a result, it's a logical consequence and it's something that it is relatively easy to think that is going to happen. You take too many university courses at once, then you're not going to be able to do as well as if you only took a couple of them. And you can become overwhelmed with the workload. And if you don't manage it correctly, problems. So I would say yes, that this one is a good one. Next one. Some students can get so stressed that they burn out and then they are unable to finish their degree. So some students can get so stressed that they burn out and are unable to finish their degree. Is this a logical consequence, something that is related semantically with the thing we have on top, with the first topic sentence? Yeah, I think so. I think it's an extreme case of someone that it is overambitious. They don't calibrate correctly their energies, they overestimate their own power, they cannot control the workload, they get overwhelmed, seriously stressed, they collapse physically or mentally with fatigue, and in the end of the day they suffer from burnout and they are unable to finish their degree. So that's the potentially serious consequences we were discussing at the very beginning. So this is a good one. Next one. Other students can be tempted by the use of illegal drugs to help them focus and keep them awake into the night. Is this coherent? Borderline. I think some people may claim that it is, but some others may say that it isn't, because this is really pushing it too much, saying that because you are going to be taking too many subjects that perhaps you're going to start taking drugs and then or energy drinks, and that you are going to mess up with your circadian rhythms, perhaps that's pushing it a little bit too far. But that's what we've said at the very beginning. Coherence is subjective. What may be coherent for me, it may not be coherent for you. So in the topic, remember the topic sentence, taking too many college courses at once can have potentially serious consequences. Within that idea, to claim that some students or other students can be tempted by the use of illegal drugs to help them focus and keep them awake into the night, it could be borderline. It could be, some people may say yes, some people may say no. Some people may say yes only if you add that after finishing this, that they are going to be awake into the night, then they are going to go into the slippery slope of drug abuse, and these are the serious consequences anticipated. Some people may say yes, some people may say no. So here with care, we're going to handle it with care. Now, next one. Taking more than the average number of courses at the same time can be beneficial for students who want to graduate early. Is this coherent? Does this support the first paragraph, the topic sentence? Nope, it doesn't. In fact, it presents the opposite idea. So these should be in a different paragraph. So one of the paragraphs would say that taking too many college courses at once can have potentially serious consequences, meaning, don't do it, it could be bad. And another paragraph would be taking more than the average number of courses at once can be beneficial for students who want to graduate early. One of them would be the cons and this one would be the pros. But this is clearly no discussion about it. This is clearly the opposite idea. So different paragraph altogether. Let's see. Last one. Taking on too many responsibilities at work can have similar negative effects. What would you say? Does this support it? Does it go against it, as in the last case? No, I would say that this one is actually irrelevant, because what it is talking, it's placing, is setting it in a different context, not in an academic context, but at work. But if we are changing the place, if instead of discussing the negative effects that overworking and attempting on too many projects or too many subjects at once can have in an academic life, if we want to move that thought into the workplace, we're in the tip-top strategy, we're moving place. So it should go into a different paragraph. It is not that it contradicts what we are saying, but it should be applied to a different context. So this one, either. So I guess that you can go again and listen to this whole episode one more. And hopefully, if you listen, you pause it, perhaps if you write the sentences down to see them visually, I guess that we can start developing an intuition as to how to direct an idea and to have one idea, one paragraph. That idea is going to be encapsulated by one sentence, that's going to be an arrow, it's going to focus the energy of that we want to transmit, and that then we're going to stay on topic And we are going to try and give supporting evidences within the topic, within the context, within the time that we are trying to discuss. And that will make a topic, that will make our paragraph coherent, you know? So, in the next episode, what we are going to do is, rather than as units, considering sentences as a unit and whether or not they would add up and if they would make the text coherent, we're going to analyze if a concrete sentence, a compound sentence, for example, if it is coherent and how to fix it. Until then, happy learning, and hopefully I'll see you soon. Hi, I'm Mara Jurado, the person behind this podcast. Thanks for tuning in to Writing Tricks. I'll be back with new episodes pretty soon. You can find more Writing Tricks on Apple Podcasts, Overcast, Spotify, or your favorite podcast directory. Some of you have asked me how to help this podcast. Well, if you find the tricks interesting and you want them to keep coming to your phone, the best way to make sure that this happens is to leave a 5-star review wherever you're listening. Of course, don't forget to follow it on Twitter and on Facebook at Writing Tricks and on Instagram at Writing Tricks FM. I'll meet you there and I'll see you next time. In the meantime, remember, there are easy tricks to learn how to write anything.